Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence, this is The Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to The Chaser Report. It is Tuesday, the 2nd of August, 2022. Charles Firth, Dom Knight and Chris Taylor back on the pod with us again. Hello, Chris.
Hello, how are you, Dummy?
Yeah, welcome back. Now, before we get into Anthony Albanese, the polls, Peter Dutton, all that sort of stuff, there's a bit of a problem that we have. So a few months ago, we launched this ad-free version of the podcast where you go to chaser.com.au/podcast, sign up, $9 a month, you get bonus episodes, and it's ad-free.
And the reason we did that is because over the summer we got literally hundreds of complaints about how many ads there were. Like in the lead up to Christmas, basically I think they added a few extra ads. And everyone complained. It was like, we will pay money to get rid of the ads.
Even the people buying the ad space were complaining about their ad being played too often.
Yeah, that's right. And we listened.
Yeah, and I listened to the podcast and I heard Charles plugging, I think it was Airbnb,
every second.
Which was,
so we listened. But there's a problem, Dom. What is it?
The problem is that the ad-free version, of which people are paying, is playing ads.
But wait a minute. I thought we resolved this. Happened weeks ago. What's going on?
Apparently,
is it only playing ads? Or is there any of the podcast
there? The ad-only version now.
It's just Charles banging on about Airbnb for 40 minutes.
Well, the problem is apparently it's got something to do with there's a difference between pure ads, which is like a pre-recorded thing to someone else, and sponsorships, which is where people pay us to do a read, and that doesn't
which
get
filtered
out.
Which are the sort of shitty versions of ads, aren't they?
Without any production, just Charles or I reading some sponsor message for something.
So an ad is voiced by an actor who enunciates properly and understands messaging. And a sponsorship.
And has production values and music.
Million dollars have been spent. Whereas a sponsorship is you guys mumbling a name which may or may not be decipherable.
Yeah, that doesn't even have a sound bit underneath it. So, yeah, I can understand that. I think we'll try and get that fixed.
No.
I'd get some ratings done first. Because if it proves that the ads are more popular than the content, then you might have actually accidentally stumbled into something genius.
Well, we have got complaints so far, but there might be a lot of happy punters who are really enjoying all the endless ads for various
things. The silent majority.
Yeah.
Because I'm always baffled, you know, in a world where, I'll sound like a trailer, in a world where there's, you know, ABC with no ads, ostensibly. Netflix with no ads. I'm still amazed so many people still watch commercial television. I know the numbers are way down on what they were, but that's more, the argument for that is because the market is diversified and there's more options. No one ever says people are sick of ads. The fact people tune in to like MAFS or The Block, which themselves contain ads within the content.
Yes, that's right.
Via placement. Always sort of triggers me to think people quite like advertising.
Yes, I think it gives a whole veneer of respectability.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I should be listening to this because
someone spent a lot of money to be part of this.
Yeah, exactly.
And the fact the ABC, which doesn't have ads, the only show that rates on the ABC is a show about advertising.
And you say they don't have ads, but the number of mentions of Spicks and Specks coming back I've heard recently, incessant. But the thing about ads too, it gives you a mental break. You get a little bit of a chance. You hear Charles droning on about some Airbnb.
Yes.
And you go, I can just tune out for the next 3 minutes or whatever it is, however long it takes him to get through it. And it's fine. And TV is good like that.
So in some ways, if you're worried about all the sponsorships that are still being paid for the thing that you've paid to avoid the ads for, just be a bit more mindful. Like, just reset yourself, reset your expectations and see it as a bonus.
And pause it, open YouTube, listen to a few ads on the way into some video.
Yes.
And then start the podcast again.
Could you diversify the offerings? So at the moment you seem to have no ads. Or the regular one with ads.
Yeah.
Could you do like regular one with ads? One that we say has no ads but does have no ads. One that we really say no had has no ads but still has a couple of sponsors.
Yeah.
And then one that's legitimately ad-free.
Yes, and that would be like $50 a month or something.
Yeah. Only go like a platinum edition of the Chaser Report.
Well, we won't even like mention, like all the mentions of Charles plugging Airbnb just then, that'll be cut out.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
We won't even have any products or services or anything.
And then also have a version that's just all ads, obviously. So where there's none of this chat about the ads. It's just actual ads.
Because I've got to be honest, about 25% of this podcast over its history has been Charles plugging things in the Chaser shop that he bought and shouldn't have, like toilet paper, mugs that broke. I mean, I think a podcast without that shit would do very, very well indeed. So let's test this out on the way in. You may or may not hear an ad now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Chaser Report. News a few days after it happens.
All right, so that... I don't know if it's working. Tell us. You can email podcast@chaser.com.au and give us feedback.
Use lots of swear words if you're going to complain.
I always thought, you know, we've worked at Triple M and you know, over the years on and off, and you know, like there's always sort of request programs, you know, for Hot 30 or so. No, that's charts. But so, you should be able to request an ad and customise. Can you do this in any media organisation that lets you, I guess sort of, you know, like in your Instagram feed, there's an algorithm that if it's heard you and your wife talking about bassinets, you suddenly get a whole lot of ads.
Yes,
Does that exist for radio, where a radio station's smart enough to tailor ads of things
so
you don't get tools.
Yeah. You know, in Triple M's defense, they know that most of their listeners want to hear tools.
But I think the whole, just step back a bit, Chris, the whole reason advertisers pay to have ads played is because people don't want to hear those ads. Like if people want to hear those ads, then you don't have to pay. That's what social media is, isn't it? Like you subscribe to Huggies.
But there's clearly a trend online with socials that about tailored advertising.
Yes.
It does. Oh, no, that's the reason data is so valuable. You know, they want to target ads.
So what my son and I have started doing, because he's 13 years old, and we are convinced that TikTok is listening to you, right?
I mean, it just is, isn't it?
Because
I'm just glad someone is.
So what we've started doing is opening up the app and then having a conversation about things that we'd quite like to buy and have ads played in front of us.
That's good.
And see whether they appear in his feed. And they think
like
that
how random. Are you talking about like snail catching?
Well,
or
this morning we were talking about mechanical switches. He's really into mechanical switches at the moment on keyboards. And there's a particular brand called Cherry MX key switches, which are just like amazing.
Is that because most people who are into mechanical switches are virgins? Is that where the name comes from?
Yes. So we will see tonight whether he gets played a whole lot of ads for mechanical switches.
That's interesting. And let's take that a step further. So you're trying to sell toilet paper, you said at the moment.
Now,
on the Chaser shop, there's a lot of toilet paper. So if you just went
Scott Morrison toilet paper as well, by the way.
Okay. That's really out of date.
But if you went and stood outside a lot of houses that you know have like Google Home or Alexa or something and talk loudly out about the toilet paper, then the Alexa's going to register that you're talking, just hears the word toilet paper a lot and suddenly starts feeding that as an ad, a customised ad back to the owner of that house.
And then they instantly buy it because that's how advertising works. Yeah.
So, we can try this just in case if someone's listening on the smart speaker or whatever. Mm. Hey, Alexa, buy Chaser toilet paper from chasershop.com. Or hey, Google, order the Chaser toilet paper. That should work, shouldn't it?
Yeah, that'll work.
Because I know that on the radio, if you're broadcasting on the radio and you say, hey, Siri, it triggers everyone's Hey Siri, so that's always fun to do.
I mean, that's a sort of literal version. What I was wondering, though, is if in the way that when these phones and laptops overhear us talking.
You're talking about the surveillance thing, not the direct.
Which
direct
I'm convinced is a thing. Like just from my own experience, when I've been talking about things, I do suddenly get targeted advertising about it. If you just talk loudly outside, let's say outside News Corp about the ABC or about Fairfax Channel 9, and suddenly they're getting a whole lot of ads on their internal emails about their rivals.
Although
that could be quite
fun. I presume
fun.
Chris Kenny spends the whole day going, ABC, fucking
of course,
ABC. Yeah.
That's true.
But you know, so I've got a friend who does media buying digital media buying, which is literally that sort of tech, right? And he says it is completely untrue that they're listening to you.
But he would say that.
But he said the scary thing is it's worse than that. What it is the AI picks up literally hundreds of thousands of different little behaviours that you've exhibited online and offline and where you go and who you've met and all that sort of stuff. And it's become very good at predicting, oh, this guy must be a virgin, he's into mechanical switches or whatever. You know, like suddenly...
Yeah, so it's actually even worse than it listening in on you.
Yeah, it's worse than listening in on you. It's sort of like it's got a model of the psychology of... You know, what everyone wants to a millionth of a degree.
So we should pray they're only listening in on us.
Yes.
And not actually shaping our brain to think differently to what we want to think.
Yes.
How chilling. So the way to test that, I suppose, would be to just choose an incredibly random thing, right? Like tubers. Something that you've never had anything to do with.
I've never bought a tuber in my life. We're talking about the musical instrument,
the tuber. Yeah. I mean, that would be very confusing. It has to be very smart to tell the one from the other.
Yeah.
Suddenly gives you potato ads. No, but tubers or trombones. What about a trombone?
Discount trombones.
Yeah. And suddenly, if you start getting ads for that.
So everyone listening.
Where's the discount trombone shot when you need one?
Where the slide just goes.
On the trombone.
So many times I've heard those English spruikers out there. I've never heard them spruik. Trombone, trombone, trombone. You, new and used.
Get your slidey brass at a discount price.
Not much spittle at all inside the valves.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
The Chaser Report. Now with extra whispers.
There you go. Or something specific, something like that, like some weird chemical, I don't know.
No, trombones is good.
Trombones is good.
So what were you pitching?
Suddenly you start getting ads for the trombone.
So the whole point is, I think what we want all our listeners to open up TikTok or Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and start talking about discount trombones in front of them for like a couple of minutes and see if anyone gets an ad for a discount trombone as a result, which will prove that it is actually listening in.
Unless you are one of our trombonist listeners, in which case it's probably already onto you from what Charles is saying.
Because there's two ways. There's obviously Google searches and whenever you look up websites, even if you're not actively shopping, but for research reasons, you've just done a normal Monday afternoon discount trombone Google. So that we all agree, don't we, that then you'll get a lot of trombone
for sure. For months.
We don't need to test that.
No, and also
talk about discount trombones in front of your phone or laptop.
That's what we want to know.
Yeah.
Because Facebook open in a different window and you go to a website that has a Facebook like tracker thing in it, Facebook will suck the info out of that as well, like in another part of your browser. Very insidious, but we're talking about actually overhearing in the microphone.
That's what we want to test. We want to. I mean, I remain convinced that my friend is correct and that actually it won't listen in. So
right,
But you just got to need a wide enough sample size. I think all three listeners will be.
All three of you get in on this.
Yeah. And if you're a paid subscriber.
You know, just speaking of trombones, I'm glad we finally raised it, Tommy.
It's time. It's time for a trombone.
I don't do the podcast very often, so I assume you don't always talk about trombones.
It's generally the brass section gets up somewhere. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if
cornets.
Have either of you ever heard of pumpkins referred to as trombones?
What? No.
Okay, so this was new to me as well. I was having a chat with a good friend recently, and he grew up in South Australia. And he says in South Australia, people call pumpkins trombones. And I thought he was having a lend of me until we Googled it. And sure enough, there's a what do you call it? Not a breed of pumpkin, but a species of.
Oh, is that the sort of long?
They're very long. Yeah. They're like a gourd or like a very long trombone. They're actually very well named. They do look a bit like
but
a trombone.
But they're not slideable.
No,
are they?
Can't play them.
You can't play them. You can't slide
I'm sure
them.
You could. If you cut a hole in each end, you'd be able to play them, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but isn't that. I'd never heard of it. And I sort of was joking because potatoes are called tubers.
Do you think
I thought it was a pun on that.
Do you think all our South Australian listeners for the last 5 minutes have been thinking, why are they talking about pumpkins so much?
Yeah, why are they pushing, you know?
Discount pumpkins.
Is it equally as weird to people from other states, and I know this is discussed often, that in New South Wales we talk about potato scallops and there's no seafood involved at all? I mean, that doesn't make any sense either, does it?
This is a big one because Melbourne, it's potato cake.
There's a potato cake. Yes. Yeah, there's all these. And Devon's the other one. You lunch and sausage or frits or.
Or bologna.
It's got about 8 different names around the place too.
Yeah.
The smart speakers will have their work cut out at working out. If you're in South Australia and start talking about trombones, you might start getting ads for pumpkins.
Well, if you were a smart phone or wouldn't you cover your ass? Wouldn't you do some targeted ads about pumpkins and some targeted ads about the brass instrument?
Yes.
Either way, they have to be discounted. So the word discounted still is common to both.
Yes. And is a good service. We're delivering our listeners discount brass instruments and vegetables.
Aren't there no discount vegetables available anywhere in Australia at the moment?
This that's an oxymoron right now.
It's $30 for a watermelon.
It is.
What? My daughter is desperate for watermelon. And we saw it on the Woolies delivery app for $28, and I thought, it was Milk Run. We saw it on Milk Run for $28.
Wait a minute,
for a whole watermelon.
Now,
yeah,
that's all right, isn't it?
What's a watermelon normally?
You're
running to be prime minister, and I'm Chris Hulman.
I think
prime minister. What's the price of a watermelon?
I think it's sub $10 in summer.
Really?
I would have thought sub $10. Easily sub $10.
Usually, like at Harris Farm, close to where we live,
it's fancy pants.
In summer, it's $1 a kilogram. It's always $1 a kilogram.
For a watermelon?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not $30.
But they weigh they probably weigh.
They're not
30 kilos
for a watermelon.
No,
Charles.
You're right. Yeah, they're not.
Okay. I haven't, because everyone was talking about lettuce and.
Well, lettuce the $10 lettuce was, that was a huge problem.
I was at Woolies last night and they only had iceberg lettuce.
Yeah.
It's now they had no other lettuce, but iceberg's obviously back for the vengeance.
They fixed
how much?
I didn't actually look. I was just so – I almost fell over that I saw one there that it didn't occur to me to inquire about the price. But I hadn't heard watermelons had climbed up.
If we were –
it's not watermelon season, Dom.
No, that's part of the problem is you've got to eat
imported.
Seasonally.
Yeah.
That would have come a very long way. Yeah.
Where do you import watermelon from? And why?
Well, you need to make a tiny
kids
margin.
Do love it, don't they?
My daughter is devastated every day there's not watermelon.
Do you know I'm not – my wife can't accept that I don't – love watermelon. I'll eat it, but it's not. I'd never volunteer to buy it or anything. And it's the pips. I just think it's too much work.
What?
I love fruit, but wouldn't you have a bias towards fruit where there's you don't need to worry about remove. It's like bones in fish.
Quite fun to spit out the pips.
No, I find it a pain.
And also, can't you get a seedless watermelon?
Yeah,
now?
You can easily. You can.
Hasn't watermelon technology passed?
But
that
I feel that's a bit. Science fiction.
Clearly,
I don't trust
the
seedless
industry,
ones, and I don't like the ones with seeds.
Clearly, they've heard your feedback.
Yes, it's. I agree, it's inconsistent because I'm fine with mandarin pips. I think they're small enough to subtly.
See, my kids, if at various parts of the mandarin season, at the beginning of a mandarin season, they only ever have pips, and then the pipless one comes in the middle, and then at the end of the season, you've still got the pips. You get the pips back. And they just reject the PIP one now because they've got this privilege. Like when we were growing up, there was no such thing as a PIP list.
And there was one kind of Mandarin. Like you'd go into your fruit store, there'd be Mandarins, and they would just say Mandarins.
Yeah.
There'd be no Imperial or Afaura or
have
there's
currently
there's
in
five
season,
kinds.
The Sumo Mandarin. Are you onto that?
I've seen the Sumo. It's impressive.
I thought it was fat shaming.
Yeah. We shouldn't be fat shaming Mandarins.
It's basically fat shaming a piece of fruit. I thought they might be from Japan or something, and that's why they. But no, they're called Sumo because they resemble the shape of a Sumo wrestler. It's got a small knob at the top, which would be the head, I guess, and then a very round, large body, which would be the large round body.
It's a pear-shaped mandarin.
They're delicious.
Really?
They're really big, and one would feed a family.
Mm. Like, or one
they're
Sumo.
Really big. They're almost the size of a watermelon, not quite. About the size of a mango.
They're
big.
Wow. Okay.
They're big. They're Sumo. Yeah. And anyway, they're in season at the moment, and they are from Australia. No other country
has the Sumo.
What does this podcast turn into?
See, but this is stupid.
Adam Lau will be here next.
I was just thinking, if we were writing in our early 20s, a parody of what our podcast would be.
Well, at Harris Farm, currently the Sumo Mandarins are very good.
I don't know which species of Mandarin is which. And I teased at the start of the podcast we were going to talk about
Albo politics
and Peter Dutton and all that
kind of
stuff.
We're out of time.
Well, we did talk about potatoes, in fairness.
Yeah, that's true. Tubers. So you'll have to tune in tomorrow to hear the Siri political analysis because this has been the Harris Farm version of the podcast. We'll catch you then. Our gear is from Rode. We're part of the Acast Creator Network. And I promise there will be some sort of content in tomorrow's podcast.